AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. One of the two men killed in a car and knife attack on a synagogue in Manchester may have been killed by a bullet fired by a police officer. The Greater Manchester Police said a forensic examination has provisionally determined that the victim had a wound consistent with a gunshot injury. They said the attacker did not have a gun and that the only shots fired were by police. President Donald Trump is no longer distancing himself from Project 2025.
When Donald Trump was still running for president in 2024, he distanced himself from Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation's massive proposed overhaul of the federal government, on July 20th, 2024, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
They come up with this I don't know what the hell it is. It's Project 25.
September 11th, 2024, in Philadelphia.
I have nothing to do with Project 2025.
But Trump posted Thursday morning on his Truth Social site that he'd be meeting with his budget chief, Russ Vought, quote, he of Project 2025 fame, end quote. Amar Moussa, who worked with the Biden-Harris campaign, says, quote, Donald Trump and his stooges lied through their teeth about Project 2025, and now he's running the country straight into it, end quote. When asked about Trump's reversal, White House spokesperson Abigail Johnson said, Democrats are desperate to talk about anything aside from their decision to hurt the American people by shutting down the government. I'm Donna Warder.
Sara Mullally, the Bishop of London, was announced as the Archbishop of Canterbury. It's the first time a woman has been chosen as the spiritual leader of the Church of England. In a homily, Archbishop Mullally called for a stronger effort to combat anti-Semitism.
We are witnessing hatred that rises up through fractures across our communities. I know that the God who is with us draws near to those who suffer. We then, as a church, have a responsibility to be a people who stand with the Jewish community.
This is AP News. Indonesian crews pull more bodies from the rubble of a collapsed school.
Suharyanto, the head of Indonesia's National Disaster Mitigation Agency, tells the media the bodies of three boys were pulled early on Friday from beneath the rubble of the school that collapsed. The structure had fallen on top of hundreds of people in the prayer hall at the century-old Kazini Islamic boarding school in Sidoarjo on the eastern side of Indonesia's Java Island. Rescue crews have been working by hand since the collapse of the building on Monday as they searched for survivors. But with no more signs of life detected by Thursday, they turned to heavy excavators equipped with jackhammers to help them progress more rapidly. As more than 50 students are still unaccounted for, the death toll's expected to rise, authorities say. Meanwhile, people, including the rescue team, participate in the Friday prayer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.